Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Lawmakers will continue the impeachment inquiry today with perhaps their most important public witness this week. NPR's Miles Parks reports others have told lawmakers Ambassador Gordon Sondland was intimately involved with President Trump's efforts to urge Ukraine to open investigations that would help Trump politically.
Sondland is the ambassador to the European Union. Even though Ukraine isn't part of the EU, Sondland was tasked by the Trump administration with helping to oversee policy there. And there have been a number of questions from lawmakers about his credibility. After giving close testimony to the House Intelligence Committee in October, he sent a 3-page addendum note correcting things he said. And last week, a State Department aide testified behind closed doors that he overheard a phone conversation between Sondland and Trump. On the call, according to the aide, Trump asked Sondland about the status of investigations into the Bidens, and Sondland assured him that Ukraine would do them. Sondland has not responded to that allegation yet. Miles Parks, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House has passed a stopgap spending bill that will fund the federal government through December 20th. 12 Republicans and 10 Democrats oppose the measure. It now goes to the Senate for a vote. Government agencies run out of money at midnight on Thursday. The National Weather Service is warning of critical fire conditions in Northern California today. The lead meteorologist for California Utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, is Scott Strenfell. He says powerful winds could fan wildfires.
Some of the gusty north winds that the National Weather Service is expecting, gusts to 55 miles per hour, with daytime relative humidity down to 15 to 25%.
The California utility says because of the wildfire danger, it's cutting power to about 150,000 customers. PG&E equipment is blamed for starting or worsening some deadly California wildfires. The UN Security Council holds its monthly briefing today on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced a change in U.S. policy. Israeli settlements in the West Bank will no longer be considered illegal. Linda Fasula reports from New York. Many oppose the change.
Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said that the UN chief regrets the American decision and that the UN's longstanding position that Israeli settlements are a violation of international law remains unchanged. The European Union has also made clear that it hasn't changed its policy concerning the illegality of Israeli settlements. During the meeting, many Security Council and other UN members are expected to express their disappointment with the U.S. change. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the U.S. decision would not prejudice the ultimate status of the West Bank, which would be determined through negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The U.S. military says that 2 U.S. service members were killed today in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The military says the crash is being investigated. The Taliban are claiming that their militants downed the aircraft, but the U.S. military says initial reports don't indicate this was caused by enemy fire. The man who sold armor-piercing bullets to the Las Vegas mass shooter in 2017 has pleaded guilty to illegally manufacturing and selling modified bullets. NPR's Vanessa Romo reports.
Douglas Haig, an aerospace engineer from Arizona, admits he sold the ammunition to Stephen Paddock in the weeks before the mass shooting, a combination of armor-piercing bullets and 720 rounds of tracer bullets. Those are designed to allow a shooter to see a bullet's trajectory during nighttime firing. The ammunition was found unspent in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room after he killed 58 people and injured hundreds more. Investigators found Haig because of a shipping box with his name on it among Paddock's possessions. Haig insisted he had no clue about Paddock's plans, saying, "I had no way to see into his mind." Haig will be sentenced in February. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.
Later this morning, the Recording Academy will announce its nominations for the 62nd Grammy Awards. There are 84 categories. The Grammy Awards are set for January 26th in Los Angeles. They'll be hosted by musician Alicia Keys. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.